Lo-Fi Volume 1, an 11-track collection of music perfect for your next dinner party, study session, or the next time you're reading your favorite book. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free Podcast. We are excited to be with you on this day. Shira, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a pretty chill, low-key day. Not a whole lot going on, and that's okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of been real chill. We did go and drop off a little something for our goddaughter who's feeling under the weather, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hopefully they feel better. So after that, you know, we just kind of been chilling, and I might tip out and get me a little strawberry refresher from Starbucks maybe a little bit later, you know, but aside from that, yeah, we just kind of chilling. So it's been a pretty chill day. Shira, well, let's get into this because yes. I'm really starting to love these, so we're probably going to be dabbling into a few more of these. But this is an article from MarketWatch, and they're looking for a little advice on what to do with this individual here. And we're going to read this, and we're going to definitely react and give our thoughts on it uninhibited, right? I don't know what you're thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking. Let's see how far off we are.
All right. On this one. Yeah, so this is titled, My Friend Has No 401k. But she likes to spend money, and she wants to go on a spa weekend for our 40th birthdays. Should I give her financial advice instead?
Okay.
Yes. So the person writes, I'm very fortunate to have a steady career and a 401k, and I have been able to put money aside for my children's education. This was not always the case, as I had several years of education and six-figure debt that I incurred. And I have learned to be very cautious with money. I bought a really nice house that cost $200,000. Okay, I'm like, good for you.
Good deal.
Come on. She goes on to say that my best friend got dug into her career after college and recently upsized to a $600,000 house.
Okay.
Our families have taken vacations together, and we have always split things down the middle without money ever being a sore subject.
Okay.
It recently came up in conversation that neither she nor her husband has a 401k. To be honest, I was shocked. I really enjoy my friend's company, and I want to continue to do things with her. I don't feel like it's my place to police her spending habits, and I don't want to put her in an uncomfortable position either. She keeps suggesting that we take a spa weekend to a mountain retreat for our 40th birthdays. What should I do?
This is good. This is a good one. First of all, let's kind of like, let's unpack this. So they're kind of living, you know, going through life, and this friend A is more, seems to be more responsible and doing, you know, investing and doing all those things. And friend B is just kind of living it up and doing what they do. And then in conversation, she realizes, oh, you're able to do all this stuff because you ain't putting away nothing, and y'all ain't got no 401k. Man, this is interesting because I've experienced something similar.
Okay.
Where it's like, you think everybody is doing what you're doing, right? Putting away for retirement, thinking about the future. And it's very rare. If you look at the statistics, a lot of people aren't really contributing much to retirement. So,
right.
So now her dilemma is, does she...
Should she give her friend financial advice? So that's one dilemma. And the second dilemma is the friend said that they should go on a retreat for their 40th birthdays.
Yes.
And so should they go?
Okay. So my thing, I'm going to put myself in her shoes. My thing is, we're going to get it in for the birthday. Like, they ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Let's go have a good time. Let's do what we got to do. Let's have fun for the birthday get down.
Mm-hmm.
The financial advice piece is you got to be careful.
Okay.
When you're dealing with friends, family, and giving advice, especially, and I'm big on unmerited advice.
Okay,
I'm staunchly against
Unsolicited.
There you go, Shy. I'm actually staunchly against unsolicited adult advice.
Okay, tell us why.
Because you're grown, just like I am, and you got a whole husband. So it's not my place to give unsolicited advice to your financial situation as a grown woman and your family, which that this involves your husband too. So my thing is if it comes up organically, if you ask my thoughts on it, then those are good segues for me to share. Still respectfully though, but unsolicited adult advice, I'm going to get a t-shirt. I want to make that on a shirt. I'm against adults giving unsolicited advice to other adults, period.
Huh.
Financial or otherwise.
Okay. Do you see that she's concerned for her friend?
Yes. She's concerned. I appreciate that concern. And my thing is, you can't make anyone do anything. Even if, how many friends and family have you seen? He's like, I wish they would do this instead of that. But it's not your place. Now, let me pause there. I'm going to highlight this. If it comes up, if there's even an inch for you to maybe insert some advice or something like that, go ahead and take that. Take that, because they open that themselves up. You guys are talking about it. Maybe she expressed frustration at one during lunch or something. That may be a good segue. But to stop somebody's birthday celebration and say, you know what you should do? You should do X, Y, and Z. It's just like I used to hate when my parents, we grew up in the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're younger, you're kind of up and down with your walk with God or whatever. So, like, there might be a revival or a service where it's like, you get saved. We call it getting saved. Coming to Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, later that week, you don't do something that you're supposed to, and your parents will say, you need to go read the Bible, or you need to go pray, or you need to go. It's like, yeah, I know that's probably right, but I don't want to hear that right now. Like, that's unsolicited. Like, I'm probably not going to do it with the right heart because of how you presented it to me. You know what I mean? So I think that's what I think about when I see this one, Shire. What do you think? I know I said a lot.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, I tend to agree with you.
Wow. Like, okay.
I'm not going to stop my birthday plan, you know, unless they say that this is something that they can't afford to do.
Right.
But it sounds like it was their idea. So yes. I would also keep the birthday plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it is important to have boundaries.
Boundaries are key, man.
And I like how you said don't give unsolicited advice. And I really trend towards not giving anyone any advice at all.
So Shara's on the other end of the spectrum. Yeah, yeah. Like
friends, family. Sometimes people like to talk to us about finance.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Especially if they know that this is what we do. We talk about finance topics.
And before you finish that, Shara.
Yeah.
I love that me and you never seek those conversations.
No, we don't.
We run from those conversations.
Yes, we do. We do.
Go ahead.
Because, yeah. So I try to steer totally away from those conversations.
Yeah, you do, Shire.
Like, at this point, I will let a person talk to me about finances and whatever they feel that they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not giving you any advice. Yeah. I'm not telling you what to do. It's your life. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a name of a good book, I'll give you that.
Right.
But I tend to shy away from those conversations. I get in this situation, you want your friend to be okay.
Right. The right? concern I get.
Yeah. And like, okay, you paid off 6-figure debt. Been there. You got you a $200,000 house. Girl, good for you and your family.
Doing your thing.
Her family, they got a $600,000 house. But honestly, that's the way houses are trending nowadays, and we don't know what year you got yours. Yeah. So they just, you know, just could be an unfortunate or a timely thing. It's not like y'all went out in the same market and bought at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's some details that are left out.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't think that she should do that, give unsolicited advice, because she's concern.
I love that, Shire, and I love that. Because even you, the listener, maybe listen to this podcast, and you're in the stage, you may be, let's say you're in the stage of acquiring knowledge. You know the difference between right or wrong, per se, when it comes to finances. And you start, you know, you start learning more, and you may have someone where you see, okay, I see, dang, they're where I used to be. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily your place to jump out the window, and we call it sunning them. You don't need to sun somebody and tell them, this is what you need to be doing. I've been listening to Black Mary That Free, and you ain't doing this X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not necessarily your place unless the individual overtly requests advice or your thoughts on something. And I think that's important to keep in mind. Char, did you want to say something? Because I had a question for you.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to say that the friend could be working herself up in a frenzy for no reason.
Mm.
Because
there you go.
What other retirement accounts exist?
Come on, Shire. Many other ways.
Right. I worked at a university and I didn't have a 401k plan. Mm-hmm. That's because I had a 403b. Yes. Okay. There are 403bs. There are 457s. They could have a Roth IRA.
All real estate.
They could have access to a pension.
Yes.
So because this person doesn't have a 401k, they could be investing in another way.
Yes. And that's what's like, if you don't know the whole scope of it, you shouldn't really insert yourself. You know, I say error on that side. Now I'm gonna be let's keep it a thousand, Shire. What are some things that, what is some advice you would give to this friend that has a concern? How do you cope with that concern without doing the things that we're saying you shouldn't do, which is insert yourself and give unsolicited advice? What should you do then? Do you have any ideas?
Sip tea and mind your own business.
Drink water and mind your business.
But other than that, stay hydrated. So I did look through the comments, and someone had a really good idea of gifting their friend a book, like a personal finance
Very
book.
Dope.
So
dope.
That could be like, what's the word?
Segue kind of, or that could be
kind of a discreet way.
Discreet. There you go.
Yeah. So just be like, hey girl, here's some chapstick. No, I mean, not chapstick, but here's a book, you right. know, and maybe, you know, you just throw it in there.
Yeah. I like that.
But some people are saying I wouldn't do that, but I think that could be a good way. I have gotten someone a book before, and it wasn't because I was trying to send a message necessarily, but it right. was because they have brought up the finance topic, yeah. and it looked like the book would be something that they would yes. be excited about.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I think that I would encourage this approach much more than I would inserting yourself in an area where you don't. And let's keep it 1,000. What are most fights? Some of the most things that we could fall out over is money,
mm-hmm.
and getting in my relationship.
Yeah,
you start inserting your nose into some of those areas. I don't care how close a friend you are, brothers, sisters, family, don't matter. There's some things that if you really got concerns, you need to take your concerns to the Lord. You need to just yeah. pray in your secret place about it or whatever, but necessarily don't come to that person, because, you know, everybody's grown. You know, we all have access to the same information. We all have access to the same knowledge. So to assume that, hey man, let me share something with you that you don't even know. That's kind of arrogant to me. You know what I mean? I think there's some arrogance in that. You know, there's a thin line between wishing for the best for someone and coming off arrogant, pushy, and things like that.
Yeah. And another comment says, just because a friend mentioned that she doesn't have a 401k doesn't mean that she and her husband are not financially sound in other ways.
Yeah.
No matter how good of friends you seem, finances tend to be a subject that most people rarely divulge totally to anyone. Right. So don't just assume, you know, their entire financial picture.
That, yeah.
I'm like, what if they have some real estate properties yeah. or something, you know? You know what? I met someone.
Break that down, Shy.
Yes.
Break that down.
I met someone who, okay, we worked in the same office, mm-hmm. And one day she said, I'm retiring. And I thought in my mind, how she she wasn't that old. Okay. She might have been in her late 40s. And I'm like, in her position, I'm pretty sure I make a little bit more money than her. She's not that much. I mean, she's older than me. But anyway, she said she was retiring. I could not figure it out. Then one day we were having a personal conversation, private conversation. And in this conversation, without telling all the details, she let me know that she and her spouse had come into some money and they had used that money to purchase several properties. And she told me, and she's like, I did this. And she said, my kids don't even know. We haven't even told our kids.
We need to get her on the show, matter of fact. Go
ahead. I don't know if she'll do it. Yeah. So, yeah. So that lets you know. She told me, a young black girl in her office, okay? Yeah. She was, you know, she was not a person of color.
Right.
And the way it came up was I told her that we were thinking about investing in real estate. And wow. So it was before we even bought our first home. Wow. And when she told me that, I felt that it was confirmation that we should, like, we were really moving in the right direction. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm saying that to let y'all know that that's true. You don't know everyone's business. You might, you know what they allow you to know.
Right.
But in that situation, this person, she, I mean, the kids could know now. It's been in several years, but she said, I haven't even told my kids.
Right.
You know, so.
And Shai, you could have jumped out the gate and started giving her financial advice.
Right.
You know,
like, are you sure you want to retire? You might want to work a couple more years. And here I am talking to someone who's likely a multimillionaire.
Right.
And that, how foolish would I have been?
So, straight up fool. So, yeah. Yeah, this is good. This is good stuff. I had another thought, and I've been doing this lately. I totally forgot the thought. But
I'm going to have to get you a pad of paper.
I got
to
write some stuff
and a pen.
Down. But yeah, this is good. This is good. You always want to, like we're saying, be sure to only give advice when it's requested. I mean, it hits different when, like, I get so excited when a family member wants to start talking about finances. Say, hey man, let me ask you about how did y'all do. I get immediately excited. Now, I will get geeked up for a money conversation, for a financial conversation. Don't get me wrong. But one thing I want to be clear on that I don't do, and that's just always be the, I'm always Marcus from Black Mary Dead Free. I'm always that guy. Because people don't want to be around you when you always trying to, you know, got a word for them, you know, and what they should be doing. And so you don't want to be that person. Right, you can catch more bees with honey than you can with vinegar. If they ask you, so what did you guys do? I heard you guys bought a home out of state. How did you go about that? Oh man, I'm scooting my chair up. I'm excited because this person has opened the door. So unless the door is open, don't bust it up. Don't bust it down. Don't kick the window in.
Yeah,
that would be my advice for this lady.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I think another piece to that is. What if you have a friend who has a lot of money and then you don't? Do you keep up with that friend? I swapped the topic around, didn't I?
I like that though. But, so now I'm the person who doesn't have it together.
Right.
And I have a friend that does have it together. Do I ask them? Do I reach out to them and say, man, so what did you do?
I mean, are you keeping up with them? Are you taking these trips?
Because
that could be... like a kind of uncomfortable situation too.
Yeah. You can't do it. You just can't do it. You can't look rich to impress someone who is rich. To me, that's not smart, you know? So you have to know your limitation. You have to know what you can and can't do. I mean, I have friends that are able to do things that maybe I'm not able to do. And I don't really necessarily feel bad about it. I might feel bad for a few minutes by myself, but there's no way that I'm going to overextend myself to play in that world, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't do that. person.
Yeah, I think it comes with time and maturity. I heard someone say, act your wage.
I love that.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I need to act my wage.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, definitely don't ruin a friendship, though.
Yeah, don't
ruin a friendship. We don't know the dynamic of these two ladies. Maybe they talk about everything, you know. But someone was like, you know what? Why are you putting your friend's business on the internet?
That too, that part.
You know?
Yeah, it's like that funny, there's a funny audio for reels when a guy's running. He's like, excuse me. And then he takes off running, and the guy takes off running. And he's like, excuse me, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And it's like he's chasing them down with the, you know, with religion. And the dudes is like sometimes you don't want to be that guy, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, have some, what's the word I'm looking for? Have some, you know, keep some stuff in your back pocket. And then boom, bust it out on them when they ask for it. You know, that sometimes that's a better look. So.
Right. Or just live by example.
Ooh, there you go, Shy.
You don't want your friend to splurge, but you're splurging all the time. And
I like that.
You know, or if you're frugal and you're doing your little meal prep.
Meal prep. You come in with your lunch.
Leftovers anyway.
Yep.
You know, allow her to observe the way that you live.
Yeah, that's dope, Shire.
And that should be enough.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I always would have a friend that would come with their lunch, you know, all the time. And I'm just like, meanwhile, I'm going out, I ain't got two dimes to rub together, but I'm going to go out and get some lunch. And I started thinking, like, man, like, maybe I need to do that more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they never say anything, but I just noticed it, you know. So, yeah, be an example. I think that's great. I think we can end on that one. That's good.
And buy a book.
Yep.
And mind your business.
Mind yours.
And keep the relationship intact, you know.
And if it's bothering you so much, you could always tell someone. Tell God. All right. That's all we got for this episode, Shy. This was a fun one. I like these. We have to do some more of these. So, yeah, and in the same vein, like I said on the podcast prior, if you have any scenarios like this in your life that you want to run by me and Shire, you want us to feature on the podcast, we'll keep names out of it, and we'll definitely, you know, give our thoughts on the topic or on the question. So hit us up anywhere in the comments, YouTube, podcast review section, or hit us up on an email. All right. We hope you guys have a great week. Shire, any final thoughts or questions?
No. I think we're ready to wrap it on up.
All right. Well, we're going to holler at y'all on the next episode. Peace.
Bye.